At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God. I'm your host, Art Siriano. Each week, we begin the show with a word about prayer. Why? Because everything happens through prayer. When you pray to Jesus, you talk to Jesus. As you pray, you're able to share your most intimate thoughts with Him. And when you pray regularly, you build a relationship with Jesus. Prayer provides many benefits to us. As your relationship with Jesus grows, you will soon find that talking to Him is like talking to your best friend. And in time, you will learn to let go and let God, meaning you give Him all that is troubling you in your life and let Him handle it. Then you find yourselves living a life that is free of worry, fear, and anxiety, and instead full of peace and contentment. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On today's show, I want to speak with you about defining our faith. As we continue the Advent season, we should be using this time to examine ourselves, our commitment to the Lord, and how we, as Christians, are living our lives. When we say defining our faith, we are accepting our role as Christians and all that Jesus asks of us. Do we love God? Do we believe in the afterlife? Do we believe Jesus died on the cross for our sins to reopen the gates of heaven? Are we thankful to the Lord for all we have? Do we talk to Jesus regularly and do our best to follow His commands? There are so many questions we need to ask ourselves during this Advent season. And as we do, and hopefully we are being honest with our answers, we are defining our faith, because each of us has opportunities to improve our relationship with the Lord. And if that isn't enough, we have to also take a hard look at how we treat others. Do we put the needs of others before our own? Are we kind to strangers? Do we make time for those who may be ill and need our help? Again, so many questions we should be asking ourselves during this Advent season, and how we answer those questions will help us improve our faith and our commitment to the Lord. The challenge for all of us is making the time. First, asking these questions, which requires serious thought and concentration. Then to truly think about the questions and our answers, hopefully judging ourselves honestly and looking where we need to improve. Unfortunately, in today's busy world, with so many pressures from the job or at home, this can be difficult. But don't stress, you're not alone. The simplest thing to do is to take it one step at a time. Be patient and ask for God's guidance and help, and you will soon find it's not that hard at all. But defining our faith is important and something we should do a few times a year. No differently than running a diagnostic program on your computer, bringing the car to the mechanic for a tune-up, or going for the yearly physical. We do those things to keep ourselves and our machines in top working order. Our faith is no different. In the Bible it says, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 17, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. Here we are being told that at all times we must have our faith in check to be able to show the Lord that we truly love Him, believe in Him, and are following His commands. So as we continue this Advent season, use this time to examine yourself, your relationship with the Lord, how you treat others, and how you are living your Christian life. Defining our faith is another important part of living life as a Christian. Talking more about defining our faith, if you need a little assistance, seek out books. There are many materials available. Typically, this time of year, many churches have books and pamphlets they hand out free of charge. They are excellent resources and quick reads that do not take much time. If you need something more involved, there are thousands of books available from places like Amazon, Christian websites, and your local public library. Each of us can define our faith in our own way. So whatever resources you feel you need, seek them out and you will find them. The first song I'm going to play today is an upbeat, powerful worship song called He is Lord. In the song, you will hear how making the connection with the Lord and letting Him lead provides a life that is so much better than when we choose to go it on our own. The words in the chorus are, He is Lord, He shows the way. Through Him someday we shall be saved. He is Lord, He is the truth. You please us, Jesus. He is Lord, the Son of Man, who shows us all through Him we can. Adored, He is Lord. Please listen now to my song, He is Lord. You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Siriano. And just a reminder that if you would like to learn more about me, get in touch with me, email me, or listen to the music you were hearing on these shows, simply go to my website at www.artsiriano.com or find me on Facebook or YouTube. That's www.artsiriano.com. As we continue today's topic, defining our faith, it is easy to see how this ties into prayer. We can begin by praying to Jesus and asking Him to help us examine ourselves and to help us improve the areas we find that we are weak. Improving one's faith is nothing we should be afraid of, but rather something we should embrace, because the whole purpose of living life here on earth is to live it not just as Christians, but as the best Christians we can possibly be. So as we pray to the Lord, we should ask Him for His guidance and His strength to help us improve. Perhaps you are not as patient with others as you should be. Pray to Jesus and ask for His help. There's that person at the office who, for whatever reason, gets under your skin. They're too slow at their work. They talk too much, or they always need your help with this or that. Yes, that can be frustrating, but we have to remember they are also one of God's people. So being rude to them and abrupt is not only not Christian, but it is also offensive to the Lord. When praying, ask Jesus to give you more patience with that person and do your best to improve the situation. Perhaps something else you wish to improve is your relationship with Jesus. Maybe when you pray, your mind wanders and you're not as fully engaged as you should be. Well, there's no sense wasting your time with meaningless prayer. So pray to the Lord and ask for His help to keep you focused. No matter how we want to improve ourselves, Jesus is there to help us and to guide us. And through prayer, we can easily seek Him out and ask for His help. In the Bible it says, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, "You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." Here we are being told that Jesus is there for us at all times to help and guide us through our spiritual journey here on earth. Prayer is how we seek out the Lord and ask Him for what we need and thank Him for what we have. Through prayer, we have a direct link to Jesus 24/7, and that is one of the greatest gifts we have received from God. So as you go through this Advent season and attempt to improve yourself by defining your faith, seek out Jesus through prayer and ask Him to guide you and help you improve. It's another important part of living life as a Christian. Continuing to talk about defining our faith, we should be comfortable living as Christians, meaning be open about our faith. I see many times people who are embarrassed to say that they are Christians, that they believe in God, or even that they go to church. Today, it seems as though we have gone to extremes, worrying about what someone might take offense to if it's politically correct. I don't believe we should force our religion on anyone, but we should be open about it, and certainly, when asked, share our beliefs. Part of defining our faith is accepting our faith and that we are disciples of the Lord. Not being open about our faith is wrong, and it is not Christian. The next song I'm going to play is a song that speaks of us as believers in Christ. The song is called Be a Believer. It's a simple, fun, and upbeat song, but the message is clear. As Christians, we must believe in Jesus, accept who He is as the Son of God, and be willing to let everyone know that we do believe in God. The song talks about being a believer, and when we believe, how great our lives truly are. There is so much joy in believing in Jesus, and when we recognize who He is, we feel His love and His kindness. The lyrics in the chorus are, "Be a believer, with your heart catch the fever. Be a believer, believe in Him. Be a believer, let Him be your Redeemer. Be a believer and let Him in." Please listen now to my song, Be a Believer.
Be a believer with
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Siriano. And just a reminder that if you would like to learn more about me, get in touch with me, email me, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, simply go to my website at www.artsiriano.com or find me on Facebook or YouTube. That's www.artsiriano.com. This Sunday, we are celebrating the third Sunday of Advent. As we have mentioned, Advent is the time we are preparing for the coming of the baby Jesus, and it is also a time for us to examine our faith and to see how we can improve ourselves as Christians. In today's Gospel, we hear about a conversation between the disciples of John the Baptist and Jesus, questioning him if he truly is the Messiah. Jesus doesn't answer them with a yes or no, but instead, he points to the results of his ministry. He tells them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see." And then he gives them a list. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. Jesus then concludes with the statement, "And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." In doing so, Jesus is suggesting that he knows how an influential large group of the people will soon reject his ministry. Jesus shows that he is a Messiah who is kind-hearted and considerate, which is much different from the image of the Messiah promoted by the religious establishment of that day. The psalm for today is Psalm 146, "Lord, come and save us." The theme of this psalm, most likely written by King David, is a lifelong praise of God. We give ourselves to the Lord with our love and devotion in hopes that one day we will be with Him in heaven. In writing this psalm, I took a different approach and chose to write a modern version of the text, making it easier to understand. I also decided to use full orchestration along with a modern composition style. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 146, "Lord, come and save us."
Save us.
To Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Siriano. And just a reminder that if you would like to learn more about me, get in touch with me, email me, or listen to the music you were hearing on these shows, simply go to my website at www.artsiriano.com or find me on Facebook or YouTube. That's www.artsiriano.com. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, A Very Special Prayer. Heavenly Father, help us remember that the jerk who cut us off in traffic last night is a single mother who worked 9 hours that day and was rushing home to cook dinner, help with the homework, do the laundry, and spend a few precious moments with her children. Help us to remember that the pierced, tattooed, disinterested young man who can't make change correctly is a worried 19-year-old college student balancing his apprehension over final exams with his fear of not getting his student loans for next semester. Remind us, Lord, that the scary-looking bum begging for money in the same spot every day who really ought to get a job is a slave to addictions that we can only imagine in our worst nightmares. Help us to remember that the old couple walking annoyingly slow through the store aisles and blocking our shopping progress are savoring this moment, knowing that based on the biopsy report she got back last week, this will be the last year that they go shopping together. Heavenly Father, remind us each day that of all the gifts you give us, the greatest gift is love. It is not enough to share that love with those we hold dear. Open our hearts, not just to those who are close to us, but to all humanity. Let us be slow to judgment and quick to forgiveness and patience and empathy and love. Amen. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. You'll find me every week right here on this podcast channel. Reach out to Jesus this week and pray. Talk to him now and talk to him like he is your best friend. There's nothing you can't tell him, and he does listen. Get to church and start building a relationship with the Lord. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you all next week right here on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God show us the way.